Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Happy holidays to you. Troy Holt is my guest, and you see him do sideline reporting locally here during high school tournaments and active in sports for a number of different years, coaching and active as a participant as well. But tonight we're not here to talk about a game that he's done or something that he's doing. It's someone that he coached with, and it is a tough, tough story to tell. Troy, thank you for joining us tonight.
Having me on, Mike. I appreciate that.
Walk us through. This is a tough one, and this is as tough as it gets. The reason I have you on tonight is, and you fill in the blank here, as to what transpired here over the last week.
I appreciate your friendship and stuff and reaching out. And Scott Herta, who was an assistant varsity coach at Farmington High School, and he coached with us at the Midwest Speed here this past year, and his daughter was in our program since she's been 14, and now she's over at Gustavus playing softball for the Gusties, and he obviously meant a ton to our program, and he passed away this week just two mornings ago with COVID. And last week he started feeling ill, and it hit him. I was texting with him on Friday, and he was just saying, "Hey, this is brutal, buddy. And, how was yours when you went through it?" And I said, "Yeah, it was pretty bad for a couple of days." And he goes, "Yeah, I'm on a ventilator, I'm on a feeding tube or a breathing tube right now." And he goes, "Man, I just want to get out of here." And 2 days later, he got transferred up to the U of M, and then on, Monday morning, passed away.
How old was he?
50 years old.
At least the pictures that I saw, he looked like he was in, pretty good shape, coaching shape.
Yeah. Yeah, he coached his entire life. Huge Minnesota sports fan. Grew up, his dad was a coach, a fast pitch coach. He got into the game of fast pitch. One of his big things in fast pitch was he was an umpire. Mm-hmm. And obviously, across the state of Minnesota, we're short on umpires, and he was always there to try to teach one of the kids how to be an ump, how to talk to an ump. He always worked with coaches on how to help them communicate with umpires, and then he got into coaching as well, and he started coaching with us this past year. His daughter had just gone through our program and went on to college, and so he got in at coaching his 16U team. And the girls just loved him. He was a positive coach, always, and a funny guy, too. I got a funny story about him umpiring this year in South Dakota. It was really cold, really cold. And he's kind of a funny guy. Everybody's got sweatshirts or jackets on. Scott's out there in a short sleeve shirt. And I said, "Scott, are you doing all right?" And he goes, "Oh, I'm freezing." He goes, "Could you give me a coffee?" So I'm waiting for the next game to start. So I said, "Sure." I run out, I get a coffee, and I come back, and I bring him back a coffee and a sweatshirt, and he's not there. And so the next day I run into him and I go, Scott, I brought you a coffee and a sweatshirt. And he goes, oh, I didn't really think you were going to do that, so I took off. he was just kind of a funny guy, you know.
And you know, the obvious question that people are listening to this one, was he vaccinated?
I don't know that for sure. You know, I know his mom had a little bit of a scare with COVID right before that. And then she made it through, and so I'm not sure on that, and so I just, you know,
what
I can't
was
answer
you,
that one.
What was your experience like when you got COVID? When did you get it, and what was it like?
I got it in September, and I got pretty sick for a day or two, and then kind of turned a corner right after that, and then. You know, I was back to playing baseball in, I think, 18 days.
Did you know right away it was COVID, or what was the process?
No, I didn't. I went into the hospital. I got checked out. It hit me pretty hard. I'll be honest with you, for a day. And when they tested me there and then said, oh, you got COVID. So then they put me in a bed and they wheeled me down. And I'm like, oh, where am I going
so
now?
So you went right to the bed after you had COVID? Or you couldn't go home and isolate, or what happened?
Well, they were worried about me because I fell down the day before. But that was because I probably hadn't eaten all day. And so I go in there and then they ran a bunch of tests. And the doctors asked... the doctors said everything looks good. Your heart looks good. Your lungs look good. You'll probably be good in about 10 days. So just check back in with us.
And then how long did it take before you felt good?
I felt like I was out of it after 2 days. Like the flu part of it, like being sick.
Like the worst of it was gone kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah. And my fever was gone after like 2 days. And then out to 10 days, I was in like a fog. And then at about 14 days, I started working out again. And then I think it was like on the 18th or 20th day, I was able to play baseball.
So you were back to feeling good enough that it wasn't consideration, so to speak.
Correct. And that's why Scott was asking me those questions. And that's the scary part about all this, right? Like one day last week, I think it was 12 days ago, I was working a clinic with Scott. And he came and filled in. And we were just having a great time. And actually, just like I'm sitting there talking to the guy, and all of a sudden he gets COVID like a few days later, and then he's gone.
That's unbelievable.
Just like, it is. And this guy is a guy that has been involved with fast pitch softball his entire life. He's showed up every Wednesday night to our team training in Rosemount. He was assistant coach at Farmington. He coached his daughters growing up. The kids love him. Just a great guy. You know, a funny guy too. Another funny story. We were coaching this past fall, and Scott's got this new drill. And the girls are whipping the ball around, and it's a fun drill. It gets them moving. It's active. And I go, Scott, this is a great drill. I go, have you been using this one with your team? How did you come up with it? And he goes, oh, the girls just showed me it tonight.
They showed it to me, and now I'm using it, huh?
Yeah. I was going to try to grab it from him. Oh, he's a great guy, you know.
Oh,
and it's rough.
How big a family does he have?
He's got three kids. Yeah, and so and you know his daughter, you know, him and his daughter play ball. You know, they were like best buddies. And I coached Kayla, who's at Gustavus, in a couple of tournaments. We went down to South Carolina together a couple of years ago. I coached their 16U team with Sean Hall, our director. And Scott was there and supporting her and brought her down and it's tough. I know it's tough on her. And I didn't know his other kids, but I knew Kayla real well, and She's a great kid, 4.0 student. You know, you got to be smart to get into Gustavus. So, you know, she's obviously going to have a tough time with this, of course. You know, it's a crazy thing. It's a crazy thing how it didn't affect
me. Is that
the
first person that you know that was taken by COVID?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I guess I know a few people, but it was late in life and they had other conditions. I haven't known anybody in their prime.
Yeah, that's the thing about it. And the only thing I got, and I don't know anything about health history or anything like that, but the only thing I know is that I know that his mom had gotten it pretty bad prior, and so that's all the experience I have on that. Other than that, I don't know, because a lot of people in our program, our softball program, have gotten COVID. I would say that most of our coaches have gotten it, but most, you know, it just passes through, you know, and it's a couple weeks, and then you move on, and the kids, you know, the kids have gotten it, and they sit out their time or whatever, and they come back, and they don't seem to have any
issues, repercussions
of it, and
Well, Tori, it's a sad story, but I'm glad that you could share it with us tonight, and please send our best and our thoughts and prayers to the entire family.
No, well, we appreciate that, and I appreciate you being able or having us on or having me on to at least touch on his greatness, because it's so important to be able to give back to your community, and this guy did that, and you know, he's gone now, but he leaves a legacy behind him and all those kids that affected, he touched their lives in a positive manner.
Well put, Tori. Merry Christmas to you, and I look forward to seeing you soon sometime for real and in person.
For sure, Mike. I appreciate it.
Tori Holt, nice to have you join us. You too. And give us some perspective.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.